Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
Welcome to this limited series where we are talking about how trauma informs us in our business and what to do about it. And y'all, today I have here with me Therese Skelly, and Therese is one of the first. She's an amazing coach, by the way. She works with mission-driven entrepreneurs. She was one of the first coaches to ever say to me, I think we need to talk about what's really going on here, because I was so desperate to just focus on the logistics and strategy of my business. And Therese kept saying to me, as I was coaching with her several years ago, she kept saying, there's all of this stuff that's getting in the way of you getting the results that you want. And we've got to start unpack that. We've got to start unpacking your fear of visibility, your fear of rejection, all of that stuff that comes from your childhood trauma. And I fought her tooth and nail on that, because I didn't want to do that.
You did.
Work.
You really did. You're a good little fighter.
Money in my business. I know. And then eventually, Therese brought me around to her ways, and now I cannot stop talking about the importance of addressing trauma in business. So, Therese, welcome.
Thank you. And, you know, I'm just going to out you here. The first time you came to me, you had made just a boatload of money, like a super big amount of money. And I said, love, you won't be able to sustain this. Like, it's great that you brought it in, but you're not going to be able to keep it going because of your trauma. Do you remember that?
Yes. I remember literally not being able to hear you say those words to me.
Well, it's all right. But it was true, right? And I've gone on to make, like, you know, five times more money. But it was fascinating because you were like, well, I really want to hire you for strategy. And I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, and we'll get there. We'll get there.
Right.
You're so cute thinking you're going to get strategy. And look at you now, right? So just props to you for being so willing. You have been just one of my most fun people in the world to work with, because you are so willing, like, to dive in. So let's dive in.
Yes, let's. And thank you for those words. So what inspired you to start working with trauma?
It's really funny, Emma, because I was a psychotherapist. I had my own practice for like 25 years. And I always say, don't let that scare you unless I'm trying to date you. And then you should probably run. But actually, what I found was, you know, I moved from psychotherapy to life coaching and then business coaching. And I started out playing it safe, right? I'm a marketing strategist. Oh, blah, blah, blah. But I kept finding that people were getting stuck. And I would have these great, like, I'm pretty creative. And I'm like, hot damn, that is the best plan. Like, whoa, here's your, and then they'd come back 3 weeks later. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, where did the good plan go? And it's because I found this pattern. You know, the work I would do with people is like stop, start. They'd be on it. They'd be excited about it. They'd be resonating with it, but they couldn't make it happen. And so then I'm kind of a ninja. I can like zero in. So it was kind of weird when I'm going, good Lord, I'm just like doing deep therapy work. I'm, you know, like we're processing deep childhood trauma in service of growing business. And so initially it was kind of an outlier. It was like, I was a little apologetic, like, well, is it okay? Like, I found a wound. You want to go? You know, like that. And then it just became like, hey, this is the deal. Like, you can't get anywhere without this work. So I had to own it. Even though I was doing it, I had to own that it was the way. It has to be the way. It's the only way. That's really how.
Yeah. Can you give us some examples of what you mean by working with trauma? Like what are some patterns that
crazy.
You see with mission-driven
entrepreneurs?
Yeah, crazy.
I'll give an example. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Okay, well, part of it, the way I work is I'm super intuitive. I use a pendulum. I am guided by guidance is what I say, right? So it's not just, oh, as a therapist and I'm going to pull out a technique I know. It's literally I'm guided. So some of it is just I'm sort of shown, but I'll give you some examples. So a woman has issues with visibility. A woman has issues with just putting herself out there, like really claiming her space. And I just go, huh, what's that about? And I discover that as she was going to be born, there was a, whatever crisis, and it was her mom almost died in childbirth. So the original trauma is you almost killed your mother. And now nobody knows that. Nobody wakes up and goes, oh, I'm 45, and what's wrong with me is that, my fetus thinks I almost killed my mother. But when those things get imprinted, it forever influences until you can find it and flip it. I have two clients that I've been working with recently that they grew up with really sickly mothers, really were on death watch for, oh my God, my mom's going to die. So that means they have no childhood, they have no fun, they have no play. Their whole life is keeping mom alive. And so when I say to these clients, just trust, just relax, follow your guidance, blah, 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 they can't. Because they've been wired that they're like hyper vigilant and have to perform and be perfect and not have needs and not take care of themselves because of the trauma of the early origins of the way their family structure was. And so what happens is that when I find a resistance, when I find you said you were going to do those three Facebook Lives, what happened? Sometimes they know, but mostly they don't know. Mostly it's like, I don't know, I just, this is a lot of your work too, when it comes to raising your rates, the sense of value, the sense of can I take up space, who's it going to affect? So we circle back and go, what are the origins of that? So that's the work.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And let's talk about that specifically related to money, because that's really mm-hmm. how you and I connected.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
I see
right.
that coming up with almost every entrepreneur that I have ever worked with. If they cannot understand that their trauma is informing their own financial ceiling, mm-hmm. they're mm-hmm. not going to be able to break through it. Could you speak into that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll just give you personal. So I won't just talk about clients. I'll talk about myself. I'll out me. This weekend, I just got back from a woman's retreat that I, put together three of their business girlfriends, and we did really deep work, and it was so fascinating. So I'm in Sedona, I'm sitting in the dirt, because you gotta sit in the dirt when you're in Sedona, right? So I'm sitting in the front, and I'm sitting on the ground, and I'm like, what am I supposed to work on? Show me. And what I heard was, something needs to be healed, and then it can be revealed. I'm like, all right, what? Because Emma, I've been doing this work for 40 years. There's not a technique I haven't done, right? So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I'm over that. I've done all that. So I have my little pendulum, and I'm going to work with my girlfriends. And it was like, you still are carrying stuff related to your father. The reason you can't value yourself is still related to your father. And I'm like, God dang it, really? How much more do I have to do on the daddy issue, right? And it was such a deep process. I was stunned at how much was still in myself. And here's the reason. It's because I'm up-leveled, or I am up-leveling. So the place that you are at is I think we resolve our wounds sufficiently, or we move through the trauma sufficiently to get okay, cool, let's say 100 grand. Yeah, I can bring 100 grand in with this level of trauma recovery. But if you want to go that next level, it's like, yeah, you're not there yet, right? And so for me, I'm in literally this front yard in a house in Sedona just screaming my ass off about my father, just getting it out of my body. And it was like, whew. Then what could be revealed is some really cool next level stuff, kind of my pure essence. So there's always something. For me, it was having a father that didn't value. For others, it could be, my ancestors had struggle. Nobody in my family has made money. So there's so many places where it can be and you're influenced with that and that and that and that and that. But if you don't understand that, you're just going to do external things I'll just get more Twitter followers, or I'll make sales calls. Well, it's not going to work if you have a set point that is there because of trauma. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And I agree with that. And I love that example. And I have found that for myself as well. Each time I up-level in my business, it's a whole new set of things for me to address and clear and heal and transform so that I can become more whole and complete within myself, which is amazing. Like, that's the whole purpose, I think, of being an entrepreneur is to be on that spiritual journey and do that deeper healing work. And the more conscious you are, the more you have to do that in order to make more money.
100%. Yeah, it really is. Because it's really, you know, both of us, this journey has taken us to our knees. It's kind of like, you know, because we're not just like greedy capitalists, you know, we're not just like, oh, this thing is a cash machine. This is our mission, our ministry, our work in the world. This is our soul expressing through us. God's design for our gifts is in this. Well, of course, then you have to be the best steward for that. And so that means for me, well, you're going to then have to turn yourself inside out to like to match the vision for what's possible and who, you know, this is what really cool, Colm. I mean, you know, this weekend with my retreat, and this is what I do. This is what you do. What I said is I want us to see for each other more than we can see for ourselves. Because we have our blind spots because of trauma, because of shame, right? And it's our coaches, our mentors, our business girlfriends that can go, why are you playing small? Don't you see who you are, right? So that's the work of a great coach and a mentor is just buying their reflection of you and then going, okay, what do I got to do to get there, right? That's the coolness of all of this.
Right. Yeah, their reflection of you and their capacity to see what you cannot or are not willing to see about yourself.
And hold that. That's the work. Yeah.
Whew. All right. So is there a particular – it's hard to even narrow this conversation because it's
– I know. We could
so
go for days.
Directions.
I think we should have a three-day event or something, right? You and I, like, bang it out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, let's talk about that offline. That would be phenomenal.
Okay.
So is there one go-to practice that you use with your clients when they're having a trauma response?
Yeah. So there's lots of layers to it, right? So the first is awareness. And, you know, what I say is if you have awareness, you have choice. But most of us aren't really aware. We think, like, would mean that's not normal. But I've done it for my whole life. Doesn't everybody do it? And so here's what I'm going to tell you. If there's ever an overreaction, it's about your history, right? So let's say you're talking to a client and suddenly you're like, God damn it. Like, you're like just pissing me off. And that's not who you normally are, right? You're like, what is that? Or let's say somebody says, you know, you could create a different program, and suddenly you're like, you feel like you're six again, and you're like, oh my God, what? I'm not doing good enough. Like, right. So you want to go, if I ruthlessly watch my thoughts, watch my energy, watch my body, am I feeling like my chronological age? Because if you're not, you're gone. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, tune into your body. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'm like, I really feel off. Like, I'm off. Like, these aren't my, like, let's say you have the thought, you know, like, it's not going to work. My gosh, it's, you know, I can't charge that much money. And like, is that thought even yours? Because there's a whole bunch of collective stuff out there that we just swim into. And sometimes we get slimed by it, to, you know, quote the old Ghostbusters thing. So if you watch your feelings and your chronology, like, how do I feel? And then watch your body. And if you're feeling off, you just literally ask the question, body, is this mine? Yes or no? And your body says no. It's like, whoa, okay, I'm carrying something for somebody else. So that's a super easy, let it go. So the number one piece is you have to have awareness when you're off. Because I think what happens is, like, we just get off like 2 degrees, and then we get off like 4 degrees, and then we're 10 degrees, and then we're, and then a week later, we're like, you know, drinking wine and eating bonbons going, like, I suck. What happened? Right? So the goal is, before you really slide, you want to be super vigilant. That's number one. Then let's say you are chronologically like, wow, this is so weird. This is either, who does this remind you of? It reminds me of the dance with my father. It reminds me of being told I'm not enough. Okay. Or what age does this feel? And you either go to the scenario or you go to the part. You know, we've done tons of work on parts. Like, oh, wow, okay. And with my clients, I'm like, okay, what happened when you were 7? Because I can find the origin of it. Tell me the story of what happened when you were 7. And so what you want to do, because think about it, Emma, the shame, let me back up. Shame is from trauma. Trauma creates shame. They're interchangeable for me. Shame is a feeling that you're not enough, not worthy. You know, that just sense of no matter what you do, it's never going to work. That is shame. And so if there's a little part that is holding that, the first thing you want to do, now most of us don't want to feel this. We don't want to deal. We're like, ah, no, it's fine. Just be grateful. Be grateful. Okay, that's really cool. But if you've got a part that's carrying a boatload of shame, like seriously, the clients that I've been working with, like I told you earlier, that they couldn't save their mothers or they were, they carry that imprint like something's wrong with me. I failed. And so you need to find that part and just like put your good self, put your adult self, put your God self, put angels there. Like, what do you need, little one? You know, what are you feeling? What do you need to say? What are you afraid of? Like, you must dive in. That's the trick, Emma, is you got to dive into it. And when you dive into it, what I say is like shame hates the light. It hates the light. It can't live in the light. If you put light on it and compassion and understanding, it breaks up. I could keep talking, so you're going to have to direct me.
That's amazing. I love what you just lifted up, and that's such an easy way. Well, easy. It's such a clear way of distinguishing, creating a distinction around what is really going on. And I remember years ago having this moment when I was on a call with you and I thought, holy fuck, all of this stuff is happening in my own head. Like it had never occurred to me because I had always projected it onto, oh, that's my mother or my father or my boyfriend or this client or whatever. And no, it was all going on between my two ears. And that was very humbling, but it was also really freeing because I could do something about it.
Exactly. You have the power. Remember, when you have awareness, you have choice. And so notice that every time you are triggered, you want to just go, what? Like, you know, our kids piss us off, our partners piss us off, our clients, our whatever, and just ask, what is that in there for me? What is the reminder? What is that about? You know, because it's really easy to point out there and go, blah, 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 but it keeps you a victim. So I'm all about, you know, no more victims on my watch. So
beautiful, beautiful. So what happens if entrepreneurs are not addressing their trauma in their business?
Yeah. Well, we've seen it and we might have been it, you know. So what we do is we get swept in by predatory marketing because, you know, in our industry, there are people that write really great copy and it's like, oh, that'll be the thing because we're always looking for the thing that's going to save us, the thing that finally, you know, and so there's this great copy. I'm not saying everybody is a predatory marketer, but what I'm saying is let me back up. Here's just a really quick analogy, right? So imagine you have a house and you have a basement and it's flooded and you run down there and there's like 3 feet of water and you're like, oh my God, what do I do? And your friend says, I think you just need to landscape better because you have some really nice flowers, you know, nobody will notice. And you call another friend and you're like, God, I've got this flood in my basement. And your friend says, well, you know, if you need some fire, you know, your feng shui is kind of funky, you know, that way people will be more comfortable in your living room. Now you're going like, this is crazy, but that's what we do, right? Because we have this stuff that makes us either unable or unconscious or unwilling or shit tons of sabotage. I can't tell you how many people say to me, I spent $30,000 on this mentor. I did a year with this person. Or I did 10,000 with this person and I never got what I wanted. Because they're trying to put the roses in the garden and they're trying to put new pillows and completely freaking neglecting the stink that is in their foundation. And so what happens is A, you won't make money. B, you won't get ahead. C, you're going to spend money on stupid shit that is not going to solve you, your problem. Like one of my great example stories, there was a woman that was going to work with me, and I think it was like a little program I was going to do with her, a small engagement. And the next year, she signed up for a retreat. And when she was in Phoenix here, she said, you know, God, my gremlins really got me because I was supposed to work with you, but I ended up taking my money and spending it on a copywriter, and MSG didn't even have a website. Like, that's it. I was like, Jesus. And she knew. She's like, shit. The gremlins completely talked me out of working with you because they knew, like, they knew that you would be the one that they would kick ass and make me face this stuff. And so she wasted $1,500 or a year or however long, you know, because I could have flipped it for her in a few months. But that's what's going to happen. You will spend money on the wrong things because your brain is going to go, you don't need to do that work. It's not that bad. You're different. Blah, blah, blah. M and Teresa are full of shit. This is crazy talk. You just need a better website. Right? That's all. Rebrand.
Yeah.
Rebrand.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Facebook ad. More email addresses in your list.
Yes. Funnels. Let's learn funnels. That's the salvation for all of us, right? Now, I'm not saying that's not important, but here's the deal. It's like the stinking basement analogy. If you don't fix that, it doesn't matter what you got. It doesn't matter what your website's like. Because I literally have had people, as you have too, I spent $30,000 on this, and I haven't made a fucking dime. Well, you won't. Because you can't hold it yet, right? Or you're in sabotage. That's what happens.
Right. And I want to speak into that for a minute. Because I have the sense that there are going to be some people listening to this podcast episode who are so desperately afraid of doing this deeper work that they will continue to self-sabotage and leak money and not get the results that they want in their business. So is there anything that you... Yeah, my heart is...
Oh, I know. That's really heavy. Good
right
now
for them.
Yeah. So, you know, there was a book years ago called The Road Less Traveled. And this really is the road less traveled. It's a lot easier to stay unconscious, drink your ass off, just be like, la, 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 la. Well, that's weird. You know, it is the road less traveled to dive in, but that's where freedom lives. Now, I can't speak to every other mentor because there's a lot of mentors out there, and this is my personal soapbox, that will shame you. There's a lot of mentors that are toxic and add to trauma. Do not find those mentors. You don't need to be treated. You know, this isn't drill camp. You don't need to be told you're a piece of shit and you're lazy. Don't do that to yourself. Like, just don't. Just don't. Nobody deserves that. So if you find a mentor like me, I could be pretty kick-ass, right, Emma? I could be very kick-ass. And it's always held with love. It's always held with love. I don't kick doors in. I don't make you go anywhere you don't want to go. So you want to know that you're safe to do the work. You've got to find somebody who has done the work. They're not just like, oh, I'm a mindset coach. Well, what have you done? Like, really? Okay, you read Tony Robbins once. You're not a mindset coach. Like, what makes you a mindset coach? You have to be really very careful. This isn't like selling shoes or books. Like, this is your soul. This is your life. So you want to be really careful who you let in, number one. And number two, you've survived it once. That's what I tell people. You know what you survived? Like, I have people come to me and talk about sexual abuse and trauma and horrific things. And what I know is that you already survived it. You survived it. And just because it's living in you doesn't mean you can't survive the processing of it. And they're only feelings. And you're not going to die. You might feel uncomfortable and you might feel scared as hell. But if you have a really good mentor like me or Emma who know how to be with trauma, who don't freak out, there's something really liberating. Like, just to know, like, oh, I could – this is really bad. Emma, you know how sassy I am, and I love that I can swear with you. So when I had my retreat on Phoenix, because we're going in, right? We're gonna do shame. I basically said, women, you can shit on the floor, and I will love you just as much. Now, feel free, but I don't think anybody's going to really literally shit on the floor. But the message is you will not be judged. You will not be judged when you reveal your most scary, dark places. And I want that for you. I want somebody standing there going, really? I'm not bad. I'm not horrible. Because that's what I do all day long. It's okay. Just love it up. Just put love right there, right there. Love, 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 love. Because that's when light comes in. And that's when it no longer has the power to control you or to take you off path or to let you sabotage yourself. So that's really what you need. But you know what? You can do it. You really can do it. You can do it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, and that permission that you're offering, that platform of total non-judgment and just seeing the other person clearly, it's so critical. And I think that that is a lot of what makes a mindset coach really powerful, in addition to having that skill set. Like, you've got a background as a psychotherapist. I've got a background as a trauma chaplain and a hospice chaplain. Like, there is very little that would phase you or I.
Exactly.
And that allows us to hold a very strong container for the people we work with.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, Therese, how can people learn more about you?
Oh, goodness. So, my business, my website is called happyinbusiness.com. And that's, you know, that's kind of a little bit of old branding, but you can go to Happy in Business. There's some fun stuff there. Newer branding, I have a Facebook group called Fiercely Here with Therese Skelly, because I'm really about being fierce for, you know, like busting through shame and trauma so you can be fierce in your life and business. So check out my Facebook group, Fiercely Here with Therese Skelly, or check out my personal Facebook page. That's kind of fun too.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. This has been amazing, Therese.
Thanks, love. It's been really fun to talk with you.
All right. Many blessings.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult Emma.